I was quite young when I moved here, so I was expecting really different environment and nice place. And when I moved here, I just stayed at home as my partner used to work, and then he didn't want me much to kind of be outside and to know people and stuff. So I got, after 2 or 3 years, I got pregnant and I had my son when I was 23. I was really feeling lonely, no friends, no family. I was feeling quite isolated. When I moved here, I was with a visa, and then they didn't extend my visa. And that was even more stress because I was really fighting to get my papers and no money with a little child. And then the conflict started with my son's dad. I was really always kind of feeling afraid, like he's going to get my son because I don't have the papers. And then he had right to stay on this country. I was trying to do everything just to kind of stay with him. And then I started speaking to my midwives and stuff. And then they helped me to move out of the house. And then I started from zero again. My son was 1 year old. I sent him to nursery and I started studying. And I got my driving license and I started learning some English, some courses. Mm-hmm. And then when my son started nursery, I started working. And I said to myself, you know what? My son is healthy. I'm healthy. That's how I have to be positive. Now I feel like I'm quite happy and quite positive. I teach in primary school.
And do you love it? Do you enjoy it?
I love it and I enjoy it.
Yeah.
It keeps me quite motivated. So even, for example, whenever I go back home, like to Albania, honestly, as long as I stay longer than 1 month, I feel like it's not my home anymore. Really? Always, even if I go home and I don't have my tickets to return back, I feel like, oh no, I need to buy my ticket. I need to come back home. I say, no, I need to go home. I feel home. Now I feel here.